He's Ahmed Bey's. Let us start from the Memra of Rove by the small gimel. We had in the Mishnah as follows. Nasnu be'ilon l'maylo me'esorat fochim. If the Erev was put on the Ilon, and it is l'maylo me'esorat fochim, and that means that is that the Erev is on the Shus HaYochid. Ein Eruv HaYerev. So the Erev is not an Erev, because it's speaking about he wants to be kind of Shvisa l'mata al ha'oretz. And Ikra is b'shus ha'rabim. So memelet, hu b'makim echad v'eruv b'makim acher. L'mata mi'asoret v'achim. If the Erev is on the Ilon, it's l'mata mi'asoret v'achim. So then it's in a Kalmelis, is Eruv Eirev. So then he could take the Eirev that is in the Kalmelis and bring it down to his Mokim Shvise. And we had learned yesterday it's going according to Rebbe, and Rebbe holds that a Shvus is Mutter Bein Hashmoshis. Omar Rove. So now Rove said a memra as follows. Lo yishonu elo be'ilon ha'oimed chutz le'ibura shalir. This whole Mishnah is only applicable if we have a tree that is oimet chutz le'ibura shel ir. Is it outside of the shivim amah v'shirayim of the year? So then the halacha is l'mayla miyasara, so it is no good. Avol ilon ha'oimet b'soich ibura shel ir. But if an ilon is standing in the Shivim Amo Vishirayim of a year, Afilu Lamailo Miyasor, Afilu the Kiker is Lamailo Miyasor, and he wants to be Kainish Vise Beshusa Rabin, Hareza Eire, so it is an Eire, Demoso Keman de Mal Yodomi. Because we consider that the ear is Keman de Mal Yod. Let us see Rashi. Perhaps before we see Rashi, I'd like to tell over the Lashon of the Ritva. The Ritva says Pshat in the Gemara, which is Meiridik Klor, and we'll see Rashi is not as a Klor. There is a Lomdus of Kemanda Malya, that if something is in the ear or in the iburay shel ear, we reckon keilu the karkoi so ear is filled up with offer. We elevate the karkoi so ear, and it also becomes a rishus hayochet. So therefore, if there's a lomdus of command the malye, so we lose the problem of the Erev is l'maylo me'asor and he's l'mato, because since we elevate the karkoi seir, so the karkoi seir also gets a din reshus hayochid, so me'mele, so it could be kind of shvise, even though the Erev is l'maylo me'asor. So this is the Lashon HaRitve. Kalhu shehikilu chachomim le'inyan Erev. This is a besondere kule le'inyan erev. The nechshevei bei kemanda malye, that we reckon something that is in a ear or ibure she'ir kemanda malye. So if we are memale the ear with offal, we memale ten tfochim, ucheilu hu ve'iruvei b'mokim echot. So then, we elevated the karkoi se'ir ten tfochim, so now the Karkoi Seir gets a din of a Rishus HaYochid, and the Erev is also, L'may Lomi Yisrael is also on a Rishus HaYochid, so Ke'ilu, Hu Ve'eruvei B'mokem Echad, number one, and number two, Vaya Yochel Itloi. And there's a problem, it has to be Chaziloi, he has to be able to take it in his Mokem Shvise, but if we assume that the Karkoi Soir became elevated, we lifted it up 10 tvachim, so Memela now the Karkoi Soir, which is Be'emes HaRishus HaRabim, the Gabi Hilchis Erevin, it has a din of HaRishus HaYochid. So we solved this problem of who be mokei mechad veigu vei be mokei mecha. We solved the problem of loy chazi loy, because legabe hilchus eirevin, we assume keman de malya, we elevated the karkoi sa'ir, and so he's in the same rishus with the kiker that is lamayla meyasore, and he can take it. Finished. That's how we solved the problem with a keilu. Zogt der Ritve, avo vaday reshus harabim gemure. Between you and me, zogt der Ritve, this is only keilu. But really, he's really standing in the reshus harabim. That way we elevated the kakoy seir command amalya. That means in hilchis erevin, we rechen command amalya. But that's not behemis. For hilchis erevin, that's enough. Command amalya is enough hilchis erevin. Like later Dachsim, he says, Eloshin, hey mamru, vehey mamru. So legabi hilchas erevin, we assume that it's keilu or reshus ayochid. Avol vada reshus arabim gemure, veine yochid litloi. It's hu bemokei mechel, ve hu bemokei mechel, it's loi chazilei. That's the real emes. Avol legabi hilchas erevin, it's hey mamru, vehey mamru, and it's keilu. No. So that's al kaponim. We can understand the, if there's such a klal, hey mamru, hey mamru, we can understand the klal. This is it. Now, Rashi is, tachsich mir, is not as clear as the Ritva. Now let us see Rashi. Ibura shel ir. So, Rove said, if the ilan is bibura shel ir, kol baye sheyesh noy besoich shivim ame vishirayim leir, kori il bura shel ir, peperet keitzad ma'abrim. Agavuch edachs mirashi is telling us a chiddish, that in order to consider the shivim ame vishirayim chutz leir, that it has a din of ibura shel ir, you need a bias there. Without a bias, it won't have a din of ibura shel ir also. And in Shin Tzadik Ches, Siv Hei, there are two days. If there is a din of ibura shel ir without a bias. So Dr. Mir Rashi, even though we're speaking about a tree over here, but the tree can only be considered its ibura shel ir if there's a bias also in this area. But if you'll have a mokim ponui, this area is not considered ibura shel ir. Okay, so we have now an ilon be'ibura shalir. So memeile, so if it's chutz li'ibura shalir, so then we can't say command the moli domi. Avol be'ilon ha'oimeid besoich ibura shalir, but if the ilon is standing besoich ibura shalir, kigai. Sha'hoya ir besoich alpayim amo shel iroi. He was an ir aleph. Now there's an ir toich alpayim amish al iroi, boye roitze leilech oid alpayim. That means there's his ir, which is ir aleph. There's ir beis, where he wants to put the erev in ir beis. And by putting the erev in ir beis, that will enable him to go to ir gimel. Boye roitze leilech oid alpayim. V'niach eruvoi ba'oisei ha'ir, be'ilon ha'oimeid b'seich ibura shal ir. So then, if he did that, afilu lemailo meyasor, v'hu niskaven lishbois lemato, he wants to be shoivis lemato, so he wants to be shoivis in reshus harabim, and he put the erev lemailo meyasor, eruv ve'erev, the erev is an erev. Why? The moso, the city, mitoich shehi mukefes yishuv mechitzoitz. Now this lashon is very unclear. The city is surrounded yishuv mechitzos. The Bach in Simin Toftes says as follows: Loi hoisa datoi loima sheir mukefes mechitzos. Rashi does not mean to say this lundis of command the malya. Rashi does not mean to say you only say it when the ear is surrounded with mechitzos. Dimkein havelei lameima mitoichshi mukefes mechitze. Not what yishuv mechitzes. Rashi should have said it's mukef mechitzes. Elo rotzoloima. Dohoir kavua. The city is a permanent city. Umukafes Yishuv. It is surrounded with a Yishuv Mechitzis Kavui. Laafuki Yoishev Tzrifim. If you have people who are living in huts, the Dirosan Shalhutzin Varovo, that means if you have an empty area and you settled there, a group of people who are living in huts, then you don't say command the Malya. Yishuv mechitzis means you have a yishuv kavua. The mechitzis abatim are mechitzis kavun. But you don't need a mechitza around the city. Anyway, mitoich shimu kafes yishuv mechitzis. It's mukev with mechitzes. Ve'eino migule. It is not an open area. Chazine lo, so we reckon, we imagine, we assume, command the malya afra. Like this whole area is filled up with afra. Fine. Now Rashi adds a word over here, and Rashi repeats it again, which is very unclear. Vahavi command in this coven lishbois lemailo meyasor. This order after the hammer was moira. Rashi says that means why do you have to speak about kavon over here? We're elevating the karkoi soir. The Ritva, when the Ritva explained it, the Ritva says that it's chilu hu veirubi b'mokim echot. The shvina like command the malya chilu hu veirubi b'mokim echot voyeyochel itloy. The Ritva, that means as long as we elevate the ear, so the mele, so all our problems are solved. Now Rashi adds another nekuda. Rashi says, "Vahave kiman v'niskaven lishbois lemailo meyasore." Since it's malya afro, vahave kiman v'niskaven lishbois lemailo meyasore. Rashi mentions kavono also. So Rashi va'af al gav diiboi lemishkelo loimotzi shokel. Fragt doch Rashi, but it's lechazile. He can't. This is assumptions. But lemaise he can't. He can't take it because lemaise he wasn't miskaven lishbois lemaile meyasori. He was miskaven lishbois aloritz, which is a reshus arabim, and he can't get it. Mitachta reshus arabim. Yeah, zet Rashi. Chazinin lemakim shvisasai kilukan kavoya. We consider like it is gavoya. That is the lomdus of command the malya. Now Rashi lechayre should have feared eyes, like the Ritva said. V'hoya yochel itloy. We reckon yes, the kashi can't take it. So Rashi says that really he can't take it. But we reckon teilu it's command the malya, and he could take it. That's what the Ritva says. And Rashi geht weiter. Kilo niskaven lishbois lemailo. Then Rashi speaks about kavone. Rashi, if I say somehow, is mitzarif to command the malya with kavone, which is very unclear. V'yikne loy ha'ir. Al koponim, that's a bemra of rove, that when we have the lomdis of command the malya, so in Meile, there is no problem if it's the Erev is Lamaila Meyasora and he's Bershus Arabim, because Al Kaponim in Hilchus Erev we consider Keilu Huvei Ruvei Bemokei Mechot. That is a Psakula in Hilchus Erev. And we mentioned yesterday, the Ritva explained that ibura shalir va'af al pi she ibura shalir ain mukafetz mechitzes, and the ibura shil you don't even have this whole assumption of command the malyas because it's mukif yishuv mechitzes whatever that is, but by the ibura shil you don't have this either, you just have a plain open area. So the Ritva explains Af al pi she ibura shalir eina mukafes mechitzes, mikol moke, kivin di ibura shal ir ke ir, arehu kilu teicha mechitzes. That's the lomdis. Ibura shal ir ke ir, so it's teich the mechitzes already. So Rav said, so how do we understand the Mishnah? So the Mishnah has to be speaking about that the Ilan is chutzli burashalir. So then we cannot say command the Malya. If you can't say command the Malya, so then there's a problem if the Erev is lamayla meyasore and he wants to be kind of shvisa al birshusarab. Frag the Gemara. No, it's no good. Ihochi. If this is the case, if there's a new lamdus of Keman de Malye, and we say there's special halachas in Hilchas Erevin, which even though they don't coincide in Be'emis with Hilchas Shabbos, Abulagabi Hilchas Erevin, we have new guidelines, and Hilchas Erevin, we feel sich according to these guidelines, Ihochi. So chutzli burashal ir, we also have an oifen how to be matter, even though he made it lamay lami yisorem. Ihochi chutzli burashal ir nami, kiven da oma rove. Rove said another yisod in hilchas eirivin. Hanoi sein eiruvo, yeshloi arba amis. A person puts down the eiriv, so he has dalid amis. Havilo rishus hayochid, urishus hayochid oila adlorokia. Let us see what this chiddush of Rav is. Kivin diyom harov, hanois in eseruvoi, lekamon bahai pirke. This is a memra of Rav in the end of this perik. Gabi nizgalgo chutzlich tchum. A person put the erev, nu was toicha tchum. And it was nizgalgul chutzlutchum. Diktoni mas nisin einay eirev. We learned in the Mishnah it's not an eirev. Va'omarove loishonu eloshin nizgalgul chutzlutchum arba ames. It went out of the tchum arba ames. Avol toich arba ames. If it is toich arba ames, hanoisin es eruvoi, Yeshloi arba ames, a person who put down his erev, he possesses arba ames. What does that mean? Kloima, arba ames shesvivov, the four ames which are surrounding the erev, havaleikum kofes mechitzis. That means he put his erev in this mokim, he's kaine shvisa, this is his rishus. So a reshus is dalad ames. So this whole dalad ames is miyuchid loy. V'have leikim mukofes mechitzis. It's ke'ilu, the dalad ames surrounding the erev is mukif mechitzis. Now, so what is if it's mukif mechitzis? Now we go a step further. B'chihechi. Da'noisein es eruvoi babayis. If a person will put his erev in a bayis, Shemiktsosoi bitchum, umiktsosoi chutzlitchum. A chelik of the bayis is in the tchum. A chelik of the bayis is chutzlitchum. So the halacha is mahalach eskuloi. The whole bayis has a din of toichatchum. Since a chelik of the mechitzis are toichatchum, and this whole area is mukiv mechitzis, so the whole bayis has a din of toichatchum. V'chutzoloi, and now, outside of the bayis, alpayim amah. Dava, kol ha-bayis ke'ilu hu b'soich tchumoi. The whole bayis gets a din of toich ha-tchum. Kedabrinu lekamot b'keitzad ma'abrin. Anshei ir g'doylo, there's an anshei ir g'doylo that they put their erev in the ir k'tane, ma'halchin is kol ir k'tane. The whole ir k'tane, that's their dalad ames, even though al-api cheshben, after where their erev is, it's kola ir tchumam, but no, the whole ir has a din of dalad ames, and you start counting their alpayim ame afterwards. Yeah. Hanami kol arba ames havelu kebayis. So memela, let's go back. So if a person put an erev samach to his tchum, so the arba ame surrounding it have a kebayis umotzei laasuyei mi tchotz letchum b'seicha tchum. So he can take that it was nizgalgo b'seicha tchum, But since a chelik of these dalad ames is chutzlo tchum, so it has a din bayis, and the whole area gets a din of teichat tchum. Alma le rove, so we see rove holds kirshus ayochid hein loy, that the mokim kniyasa erev, the dalad ames around it gets a din of a rishus ayochid, this is a rishus amyuchid loy, it gets a teiches bayis, and memele, so even though a chelik is chutz l'tchum, but it gets a din of a bayis achts. Number one. And number two. Rishus ha-yochid oy la'ad l'rokia. And we have a klal. A rishus ha-yochid is oy la'ad l'rokia. So memele, so now the Gemara is asking Akasha, filo this ilon is chutz me'iburay shalir. And he shayv is bushus ha-rabim. And the Erev is Bershus Ayochin. Vachilu nosne lamayla meyasora bohu veiruvoi Bershus Ayochidem. Everything is in one Rishus. He can get to it. He can take from the Erev, which is on the Ilon, and bring it down, theoretically, to the Rishus Arab, because it's all one big Rishus Ayochid. Zitrashi nehei delei Rishus Ayochid mamish ninu. Legabi isura di eraise, le mishkele meilon lahosom, the holeka mechitze, even though it's not really a rishus hayochid, miyu le inyan mehevihu, inyan mehevihu veiruvi bokemechot avachad rishus. So that means even though to be matter, legabi isura di eraise, we say it's a rishus harap. And Chas V'Sholom he should take from the Elon to the his Mokim Shvisa, because he's taken from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRab. Aber mir le inyen mehevi hu veiru vei b'mokim echot. But our only problem is hu veiru vei b'mokim echot. Have echad Rishuse, dum ye dinoy sein b'ibura shalir, b'chose le'irove keman demalye. Just like over there also, it wasn't, it's only a keman demalye. It is not really, it's not really malye, and it is really a Rishus HaRab. No, he's taking from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRab. So here also, on the bottom is Rishus HaRab, and on the Dilon is Rishus HaYochid, but in Hilchis Erev, that is Sheva Din Huva, Eruva, B'mokim Echot, is a Din Rishus HaYochid. So memeila is doch hashrek. So memeila, so all the time, since there's such a halacha, that the mokim shvisa has a din of mukiv mechitzis, and gets a din of reshus hayochet, doi lad l'rekiye, so it's huvei ruvei b'mokim echot. Omar Rav Yitzrok bereid Rav Misharshie, hoche b'ilon hanoite chutz la'arba ameis askinam. V'niskavein lishpois b'ikroi. Let us look in the Perish Chai. The Perish Chai B'ilon Anoite Chutz La'arba Ames, so this is page 77. Picture 4. This is in picture 3. That was the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara held that the Erev is l'mayla mi'asoret v'ochim. And since we make imaginary mechitzes, dalad ames around it, so the din is that the around the mokim shvise, so tzuvei ruvi b'mokim echa. That was the Gemara's kasha. And with the Gemara, hoche b'ilon ha'noita chutz la'arba ames. The ilon is noita chutz la'arba ames. So memele, so we can't help the situation. So lemaise, so it's not huvei ruvei b'moke mechot. The erev is chutz von dis dalad ames. That is the problem. Chutz la'arba ames eskinon, v'niskaven lishbois b'ikroi. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi be'ilon shenoifei noita chutz la'arba ames. V'hiniach eruvai b'noifai chutz l'dalad ames. So the erev is chutz from his dalad ames. V'hu niskaven lishbois b'ikroi. And he wanted to be shoivis by the ikar. Hilkach. So now Rashi explains the Mishnah. L'mata miyud eiruv ha-yairiv. L'mata miyud, if it is not in the Rishus ha-yochid eiruv ha-yairiv. Now the shaila is, why is eiruv ha-yairiv l'mata miyud? This is a problem. Bikam tekatze b'devasa. How is the eiruv between you and me? He's standing in a real Rishus ha-rab. And this is rochek mimenu, chutz midal damoisov. So in order for him to bring the Erev, the Kiker, to Mokim Shvisos, he has to be Mavad Dal Damas Beshus Arab. So he still have a problem. Hu vei ruvei be Mokim Acha. So Trashi, Hilkach lamata miyud eruvi Erev, the motzi nofik lei, chutz la dabed ameis, kama de boi, ula mishke lei, ula suyei, poches poches midalad ameis, adlo seich dalad ameis. So Rashi says, what's the problem? The problem is, how will it come to him if it's lamata miyut? So long as it's not a reshus ayochid, so memele, so he can carry it poches poches midaladamis, which is also midarabonim. But then again, we have to realize our mission is going according to Rebbe that holds itiru shvus bein hashmoshes. So memele, so he can get it to him, he can go poches poches midaladamis. Ad l'seich daladamoisav. Va'af al gav de mashvine lo nelei reshus ayochit. Like the Rashi, but how could he take it if it's lamata miyud and he's going to be oikered from its mokim? He's going to bring it in his imaginary daladamis. Like the Rashi, so he's taking in from a reshus arabim to reshus ayochit. So how can he bring it over from the reshus arabim to reshus ayochit? V'av al gav de meshvine lo nelei reshus ayochi legabi knias eirev. So how can he take it in? So Rashi lahokel. That means whenever we need a kula, we say it's a reshus ayochid. So Rashi rav reshus ayochid gemuri. This is not a real reshus ayochid. Shloyucha lahavi michutzelan losoicha. That he should be unable to bring from outside, inside this imaginary reshus ayochid. Tolav mechitzike, then no mechitzes here. Vloi chilek reshusike, it's not choluk reshus bifnei atzmoi. Uman ko mashvelei bayis, who made this for a bayis? Erev u de mashvelei. The Erev makes it for a bayis. Vechi yechaven le bayis, the heteri chaven, loli shav ye bayis tisuve. It's only a bayis for heterim. It's not a bias for Yisurim. So Memele, there's no problem whatsoever. So this is only Rishus Ayochid, Legabi Kulis, Legabi Yeterim. But Legabi Yisurim, there's no problem whatsoever. So Memele, so therefore, Lemato Miyud, we have a Shaila, how he could bring it to him. He could bring it, Pochus Pochus Midalad Ames. Lemailo Miyud, Ein Eruva Yairev. L'mayla miyudei neruv ha-yerev. Toki nofik. Because if he wants it, there it is l'mayla miyud. Toki nofik v'shokli. If he's going to take it off, let us look now at the picture. He's going to take it off. It's l'mayla miyud. It's now on a reshus ha-yochid. V'chi nofik v'shokli. Maisi m'shus ha-yochid l'shus ha-rabim. He's taking from a reshus ayochid to reshus arabim, so b'meila he cares over that. Who be mokim echad ve'ru be mokim achad? He can't get it down. Olakam and porich, the Gemara is going to ask koy boy ma'isil or derech olof. He can bring it on top of the tree. We'll see later the Gemara's kasha. He can bring it from one end of the tree to the other end of the tree. It should be out for ma'ila miyut. That's going to be a Gemara's kasha, but we're not up to that yet. We understand now the Mishnah very well. L'mayla miyut, he can't get it down to his mokim shvisa because he's taken from reshus ayochid to reshus aram. L'mata miyut, so it's only a kalmelis, he can take it down into the kalmelis, he can take it down from the kalmelis into the reshus aram. He can go poches poches midaladamis and he'll bring it into his mokim shvisa. There's a kasha that the Rashba asks a kasha that it's a moiridike modne geschäft over here, that you have the Erev that's chutz midalad amoisov, that's far away from him, and he wants to be kind of shvisa here, And he's kind of shvise with the Erev that's chutz midala damoisav. He says, how do you make such a kinyan shvise? It's over there, and he wants to be kind of shvise here, and where do you find such a thing? If it would be in his daladamis memela. Rashi says it's far away. So the Ritva wants to say, the Rashba doesn't like this, but the Ritva wants to say that since the Erev is on the tree, and it's all one big tree, so it's considered one big area. It's not called, that means even though the Erev is on the branch that is chutz midala damoisav, but it's one big tree, so the tree is ma'agid, the whole mokeh. That's what the Ritva wants to say. The Rashba doesn't like this for more than one reason, but one reason the Rashba tainis, he tainis that he says if he would want to be kind of shvise on the Elon, he'd buy it. So it's one big Elon, so the Elon is ma'agid, agid klishme agid. We see the such a din igud. He says, but he wants to be kind of shvise on the Oretz. So what's helped out that it's one Elon to make that the kikah should be where he wants to be kind of shvise? Okay. It's a problem. Al koponim, this is the vial Harashi learned. Let us see Taisvis. Zuk Taisvis. Va'omar Rove Hanoisin Eirubo Yesh Loi Daladamis. That was the Kasha of the Gemara and the Aflamet Beis Amet Beis. So the Rove said, Hanoisin Eirubo Yesh Loi Daladamis. Lachol Ruach Ki'ilu Mukefes Mechitze. The kid, the chashvin, in ibure shel ir. Command the malye, by ibure shel ir, you say it's command the malye, afo pishu rishu sarabim, even though in reality it's shu sarab. Lefishu kimukiv, livnei ha'ir. It's considered mukiv for the bnei ir, shu choshev bachlal ha'ir, kedaladamis, linyan tchum shabbos. This is in their daladamis, so it's considered part of there, and you say, command the malye. Chaylin oisin shamei ruvei, gam chutz leiburi shulo, yesh lei abamis, b'mokim shvisosoi, b'loi cheshben alpayim ame, yechoshev nami, command the malye. He says, this whole area is, he has daladamis, you don't cheshben alpayim ame, you start counting the alpayim ame after the daladamis. Say, you should also say, command the malye. Hoche be'ilon shenoite chutz ledaladames. Peirish Rashi, Hilkach. Lemato me'asore, eiru ve'eirib. Demotzi lasuye poches poches me'al ba'ames. He can carry it poches poches, atoich al ba'amois. Lehutzach leforishkein, that what Rashi says, you're carrying poches poches me'daladames. Elo mishum sheroitza lahasha afil hinichoi berochik harbe mi'arba moisev. That means afil it's very far away. So Rashi had a problem. How is this Erev going to come to his talad amis mokim ashvise? So there Rashi says, okay, poches poches. The im loy hoyenoite le shalish amis oishtei amis chutzlaba moisev. If the Elon was only noite, two or three amis outside of his dalad amis. Yochel aviyah bebasachas. You don't have to go more than one time, poches poches mi dalad amis. It's two amis out of his dalad amis. So he takes it from there and brings it in. His dalad amis faltik. So it's not poches poches mi dalad amis. There's a chaymer of poches poches mi dalad amis. Because to go one style poches mi dalad amis is mutter. To go poches poches is a shayla. Because since you're going in reality more than dalad amis, so that a chazal aser, because he might carry Dalad Amis. But if your whole intent is to go just poches mit Dalad Amis, it's much easier. So Rashi wanted to say that the Mishnah is speaking about a fill of it's 20 Amis away. So then Rashi to think of this eight of poches mit Dalad Amis. Umari meforish. Da filu be muflik tuve. The Mari says no. You can say it's muflik tuve. Yochel halichei bebas achas ad mokim shivisos. It could be 20 amis away. And he could take it off the branch, which is a kalmelis, and bring it into his dalad amis. Ad mokim shivisos. De kivin da oikroi mi kalmelis, shuv eini mischai ba nachose, yelo mishum shvus. Zuk de maria moire de kevot over here. What's your problem? If the knife is lamato meyutvachim, so the knife is a kalmelis. So he says, so you don't have any deraisas over here. So you're taking the shailas, how does the kika come into my daladamis and my mokim shvisa? No problem. You're oike from a kamalist, and you go walk 20 amas b'rishus harabim, and you put it down in the rishus harabim. So it's only a shvus tarabona, because in order to be chayiv, in order to be chayiv for mave, you have to make an akira b'rishus harabim, and anocha b'rishus harabim. And you made an akira from a kamalist, and anocha b'rishus harabim, so it's no meleches mave. This is shitas mari. It's meiridik. L'chayiru watz the svor of Rashi. Is be'emesin, Rabbi Kiveger, teichen zu a teisvis in sukke daf mem gimul. And there is also a Rashi. And the matter is how you learn pshat, v'kel, v'chayiru, these two Rashi shtim. There's a bakante gemor in sukke, the gemor says in sukke, why did they ask her to take a lulav to blow shofar in Shabbos? So the Gemara says, Shema Yelech Eitzel Chocham, V'yavirenu Dalet Ames B'shusarab. So Rashi asks Akasha, why do you have to say about Rabbi Mavir Dalet Ames B'shusarab? There's a person that will take it out from his house. So already so he's a Chayim Al Tzaytso. Why do you have to say Rabbi Mavir Dalet Ames B'shusarab? So Rashi says, because sometimes it's not in a, sometimes it's not in a Rishus HaYochid. Sometimes it's in a Karmelis. So therefore you can't say Al Tzaytso. You're not Chayiv if you take out from a Karmelis. So therefore the Gemara is to say Mavid Alud Amis Peshus Harab. So that's Sechmir. So Taisi has to ask on Rashi. So if it's in a Karmelis, so he's not Chayiv Al Mavid Alud Amis Peshus Harab either. What did Rashi answer? Rashi said, let me Chayiv Al Tzaytso. Rashi says, no, sometimes speaking about the lulav is not in the Rishus HaYochid, it's in the Karmelis. So he's taking from a Karmelis. You're not chayv al tzmaitzim Rishus HaYochid l'Rishus HaRab. Frank toch Taisus, you're not chayv al tzmaavi either. You're oike from a Karmelis, and you're not chayv al tzmaavi either. So to understand Pshat and Rashi, there's two ways to learn Pshat and Rashi. One way Pshat is, and that's Rabbi Kibega wants to learn Pshat and Rashi, that Rashi means like this, that we're not speaking about a person who's going to make a non-stop trip from his house to the Chochem's house. He'll stop in the middle of the Rishus HaRabim, he'll walk again. We're not speaking about a person who can make a non-stop trip. So Rashi asked the Kasha, so why do you have to say that he's chayv shema yavirenu dal damas b'shus HaRabim, he's chayv al tzaytso. He'll take it out from his house, he'll walk into the Rishus HaRabim, he'll stop in the Rishus HaRabim, he's chayv al tzaytso, but I'm saying mavir dal damas b'shus HaRabim. So Rashi says, no, it's speaking about that the lulav is in a kamalus. So he'll take it out from the kamalus and stop in the Rishus HaRabim. He's not chayiv al tzaytso. So therefore the Gemara says he's chayiv al tzmava. Where's the mava? By the second akira. Now he's in the Rishus HaRabim. Make another akira and another anochet. That's his chayiv al tzmava dal damas b'shus HaRabim. That's what Rabbi Kibega wants to learn pshat in Rashi. The tzaytso is chayim. Wants to say Pshat and Rashi, no, Rashi does not mean that. Rashi means that if he made an Akira in the Karmelis, and he walked over the Rishus HaRabim, and he ended up in the base of the Talmud Chochem, made an Akira from a Karmelis, Anoch in the Rishus HaYochid, and it was Mavir Da'odamis B'Shus HaRabim, Yishchaivot's Mavir. That's Rashi Shita. Rashi Shita is that Meleches Mave, you do not need an Akira from a Rishus HaRab. And even Anoch in a Rishus HaRab. Anoch in a Rishus HaYochid would also be good. But can you make an Akira from a Mokem Ptur? That's how the Teitzor Eschaim learns Pshat and Rashi. So Memele, so according to the Teitzor Eschaim is Meiridik, where Rashi had to say a Shtik Teirad of Mave Poches Poches Midal Adamis, because Rashi couldn't say like the Ri. So you made an Akira Mekamalis, but you're being Mavid Aldamas B'Shus HaRab, you're going to make Anocha B'Shus HaRab. Rashi holds an Akira Mekamalis, and you're Mavid Aldamas and Anocha B'Shus HaRab, you're Chayv Al Tzmavir. So therefore Rashi had to say, oh, but you can make it with a Dreidel of Pochus Pochus Mid Aldamas. Al Koponim, now we know Pshat in the Mishnah. That Isis Lamailo Meyasore, he can't bring it into his Mokim Shvisa, because it's speaking about it's out of his theoretical Daladamis, Lamata mi yasar, he can bring it into his makim shvisa. Fragt die Gemara, umayla mayla, umayla mato. Satzi Rashi, what's the kash? Umayla mayla, umayla mato. So Rashi, bedovol hanoite shavahu, something that's stretched out, that's sticking out horizontally, it's straight. Maybe let's look at the picture, picture four. This thing is straight. It's not so straight the way he made the picture. Abal Kaponim, let's look at picture five before the branch goes up. That, so it's a straight branch. So where's the, so that's Rashi, that was the Gemara's kasha. But Dova Hanoite, something that is stretching out, Shavu. Ve'i lemaile izbei, lemata lesbei. If it's lemailo miyasore tvochim, so it's not lemata miyasore tvochim. You can have two branches. One branch, Milo Mata means one was on the top and one was on the bottom. So top and bottom, positive, you have something that's going vertically, so you have a top and a bottom. You have something that's going horizontally, there's no top and bottom, it's one plane. So Mamele, Elo Loshen Gavoya Venomuch, it's either higher than 10 tvachim or lower than 10 tvachim. Vahochi boy leila misne. So it should have said in the Mishnah as follows. Nosnu be'ilom. Gavoya yud. If this branch that is sticking out horizontally is yud tvachim tall, ein eruvei eret. Ein gavoya sora eruvei eret. Umiditoni malo mato. Since it says malo mato, mashma de zok, Isis is going vertically. V'yochel aniach lamalo begoivoy, oy lamato b'shipule. There's an on top and there's an on bottom. And if it's the way you're telling me that's just sticking out, so memele, so we do you have a malo lamato? And for the gemore, the hodel zokif. So let's look at the picture, picture five. The hodel zokif. That Lamaisa, first it went out vertically, and then it went up horizontally. The first it went out horizontally, and then it went up vertically. So Memele, so now it's Givaldic. So now we have here a Mailo and a Lamato. The Trashi, the Hodo Zokif, it went up vertically, Besaifnet Tiyosai. O Mishkaches Bay, so now you can have Milo Mato. It's on the top, it's on the bottom. Biskifosoi, the Mokim is Kifa, can go in. The Netiyosoi Kulo Lamato Miyut. When it's stretched out, it's completely less than Yud. Dila Milo Miyut, Le Mishkaches Biskifosoi Milo Mato. So it's like Lamato Miyut. And then it went up. So if it went up, so Mimela, so that's the case. And now we have two cases. So we have the picture is very good, that either it's lamato, it's on the soif of the zekife, or it's lamailo. That's the case in the Mishnah. Before we go further, let us see Taisvitz. The hodel zokif, it went up. Vim toima vehechi choshev lamailo meyasore rishusayochid. Why is this called Rishusayochid Hogdiyim Boikim Boy Tachtov? Let's look in picture 7. There's Diyim underneath it. There's Diyim Bafilu Rabbi Yosi Berabbi Yehuda Loishori Ela Bohodron Mechitzes Bafilu Rabbi Yosi Berabbi Yehuda. That says that by a traskel, if it's on top of the traskel, let's look at page 81. Here we have a din of Hodron Mechitzes. That means you have an upside down traskel and you have Mechitzes going down. Picture 25, and you have mechitzes going down, so memele, then you say gudaches, hodron mechitz, the mechitzes going down, so you say gudaches, and if you put something on top of this traskel, it's called a reshusayochit, because you say gudaches mechitzes, but you have mechitzes going down, so then you'll make it a reshusayochit, but if you don't have mechitzes going down, there's no mechitzes whatsoever, and tachtov yevgdiyim boikim boy, let us look at the picture 7. So how does it become a reshus hayochid? V'yesh loima, the mayri kegoin shesosum tachas haskife, Tloimotzi Boki. So let's look at picture 6. It is speaking about underneath the skifa, there's a steam over there. God, you don't have gdiyim boikim boi. So in that area, you don't have a gdiyim boikim boi. So memele, so that's not mafkiya the shame reshus hayochid. Inami, ki goin shiyesh goi vayud ba'oisa skifa. That means, let's look at picture 7. That the skifa alone is 10 tvachim tall. So memele, if the skifa alone is 10 tvachim tall, so dan geitman ishton vastutzach unto the skifa. The ritva says, let's say a person will build a house on stilts. You have the FDR, you have apartments over there, you have a Rishus HaRabim underneath it, and you have a house that's on, so that's a Rishus HaYochid. It's no problem whatsoever. There you have Yutvachim, and some of the middle, this makes it a Rishus HaYochid. Gate Megor Nishan, that underneath you have Gdi and Boik and Boik. Kigoin Sheyesh Goiva Yut Boises Kifet, the Chosh of Rishus HaYochid, Afal Gav the Gdi and Boikim. Kemoy Agolais Kedoma Bazerik Tahave Rishus HaYochid, by the Agolis, you also hear the same thing. By the Agolis, you hear that underneath the Kroshim had a Goiva Yud, which were on top of the Agolis. And underneath the Kroshim, there was the Rishus HaRabim. And, it had a Teiris Rishus HaYochid. So that's what Teisus wants to say. The Tzir of Agolis, that you have a Rishus HaRabim underneath the Kroshim, even though the Kroshim alone over the Kroshim is a Rishus HaYochid, but underneath is a Rishus HaRabim. Frag the Gemara weiter. So now we understand the Mishnah more or less. Frag the Gemara, still no good. What did you tell me? You told me that the knife is sticking out chutz midalad amoysov, and if it's on the zakifa of the knife, so it's lamayla meyud, and you can't bring it as makim shvisa because you're taking from a reshus hayochid to reshus harab. Frag the Gemara, boy, if he wants maisi lo derech olov, he could bring it to his Dalet Ames Derech Olov. Let us see page 78, picture 8. Frag the Gemara, what's the problem? You have the Kiko is Lamaila Meyasor, so he can climb up the tree. That's no problem, because we hold like Rabbi Ben Ashmoshish Ashvus is Muta. So he can climb up the tree and take this kikar, and he'll put it, not on the ground, because on the ground, he'll take it, we'll see in Rashi, he'll take it back to the, he'll take Dalet Ames. He has his Dalet Ames, where he wants to have his Mokim Shvise. So he'll take it in his Dalet Ames. He'll take it in his Dalet Ames, and he'll put it in his Dalet Ames. So be huve huve b'mokim echot. It could be l'maylo miyut, and then it's shalom al Yisrael. So he still has an eitzah how to be mekarev the eirif to his mokim shvise, and it should be good. That's the Gemara's kash. Frag the Gemara, the boy maisi le derech olof, ki have a chutz le Dalet Ames nami. Olamaylo miyud, kivin de dalet amoyso, his dalet ames oylois adlerikia, rishus ayochid, who, so this is a rishus ayochid, ayochil lalis leilon adlamaylo miyasor, velitloi, the kol ha'ilon miyasor olamaylo rishus ayochid, mevienu lemokim shvisosoi. So it doesn't mean he'll bring it down. He'll bring it to in his Dalet Ames, Labila Maila Meyud, and his Mokim Shvisa, you say, Rishus HaYochid Oidla Adlaki, so it's Uvei Ruvei B'Mokim Echot, and so it still should be good. Yeah. There's a kasha, the Rishonim do not like Rashi's Pshat, because this whole lomdis that Rava had said apsamuyim dike lomdis, that if you have an erev, so we consider like it's surrounded dalad ames with mechitzes and so shesayochid and gewaldig. So taina the taisis harosh, that's very good if you have an erev. So memelos, so we say dalad ames around the erev is mukif mechitzes. He says the erev is over there. It's chutz l'dal. He wants to be kind of shvisa over here. But the Erev is over here. How do you have the Dalad Amis? Where do you have Dalad Amis over here if the Erev is chutz l'dal d'amaisov? I mean, it seems, if you have the Erev here already, we'll build mechitzas around it. But he says, the Erev is over there. How can you make your Dalad Amis over here without the Erev being there? That's the Taisus HaRosh's Kasha. That he wants to be Shavis there. So that what he wants to be Shavis, that alone gives him a din of Dalad Amis. I mean, it's very... about Kaponim, that's L'chair the Kasha. We'll see in Taisus, that's the Kasha according to Rash. That's where he got these Dalad Amis from. Which means it's also be Lamaila Miyud. And for the Gemore, Sherabim Mechatvin Olov. This branch, let's look now at picture 9. Now, picture 9, this branch that we were under the impression that was a Carmelist, now, this branch is 9 Tvachim tall. And when people in the Shus HaRabim come, they adjust their Masois on this branch. 9 Tvachim is a Gewaldike height for adjustment. So, Memele, so this branch is a Din of a Rishus HaRabim. If Rabim and Omud, Rishus HaRabim, that is Gavoya Tes, the Rabbi Mechatvin Olof, has a din of a Rishus HaRab. So Memele, so Lomarad Nebisalois, if anything we'll see in Rashi, so Memele, if he's going to take the kicker and bring it over this branch, he's bringing it over an Avir Rishus HaRabim. So Rashi says, so he's Chayiv al Tzmoishit. We'll see Rashi. Amiridike Rashi. So it's considered he's Moishit Mershus HaYochid L'Rishus HaYochid Derech Rishus HaRab. That's how Rashi learns Pshat. Let's look at the arrow. That means he wants to take it from where it is and going to put it where the base is. So I'll kapon him, and this is an Avir Rishus HaRab. So he's Moishit Mershus HaYochid L'Rishus HaYochid Derech Rishus HaRab. Now let us see Rashi in a minute. So what did the Gemara say? The Gemara says, "Kshe'rabim mechatvim olav v'chaduule, da'ama ula omo tisha b'shusarabim v'rab mechatvim olav v'zoyt v'noch al gab avchayim." There's a din of Rishusarab. Zogt Rashi, "Kshe'rabim mechatvim al netiyas ha'noif." The mechatv on this noif that is extending out, shechutz l'dal d'moysev ha'namuchim miyut. The netiyah that is less than yutvach. Da have Rishus HaRab. So this knife is a Rishus HaRab Kedula. V'chimaisilei l'maylo me'asoro derech aviro shel netiyah. If you're going to bring it over from where it is munach now, over this branch, oiver ba'ave Rishus HaRab. So you're passing over ave Rishus HaRab. The kaimalon b'moishit merushus ayochid l'rushus ayochid derech aver rushus harabim afilu l'mayla meyut chayev. This nan b'peirik hazayrik hoyu shteyim b'diuta achas. If you have v'shteyim b'diuta achas, let's look at the picture 10. And you have, let's say, you have a mapeset. By the two olives. So both are on the same side, both are on the same side of the street, and you'll be moishit from one olive to the other olive, and in the middle this is over Rishus HaRabim. So lemaisa yechayiv, b'diuta achas yechayiv. because that's how it was in the Mishkan. In the Mishkan, let's look at picture 11. Shekach ha'isa avoydus ha'levim. They used to hand over from Agola base to Agola Aleph. So it was Duta, that means on the same side, from one Rishus HaYochid to the other Rishus HaYochid, the goals were Rishus HaYochid, and they handed it over, and there was a Rishus HaRabim Ben Taim. So Memele, that's the Chiyav of Moshe. That Kufa is the Chiyav of Moshe. So Memele, so that's what Rashi says. V'kaim olam b'moshe Rishus HaYochid l'Rishus HaYochid derech ave Rishus HaRabim. Afilu l'mayla miyut chayiv. This number perik hazayrik. Hoyushteyem bidyuta achas hazayrik poter hamoyishit chayiv. Shkein hoyso avoydus halavim. That's what Rashi says. I saw the Taisus Rabbeinu Peretz asks on Rashi here that the halacha is as follows. And we're speaking about Meleches Moshet. Let's look at picture 10. Meleches Moshet, Yechayiv Davke, if you're Moshet on the same side, B'Yuta Achas. That means you're from the first Aleph to the second Aleph, you'll be Moshet. What if you'll be Moshet L'Roichiv Rishus HaRabim? That means there'll be a ma'apeset on the other side, and you'll be moishit from one side to the other side, so then you're potter. Because in the Avodas Halevim, they were moishit from base to aleph, or from aleph to base, and not from base to base and aleph to aleph. So that's how it was. So that's where Rashi says it's called moishit bidyuta achas. The Taisa Rabbeinu Peretz asks, the hocha have l'reichev harishus haram. He asks on Rashi, here it's called L'Reichiv Rishus HaRabim. So why Yechayiv Al Tzmoishit? Now I don't understand why this would be called... I mean, you have to know how the branch was situated. If the branch was going with the direction of the Rishus HaRabim, it's L'Reichiv Rishus HaRabim. If it's going the other way, it's L'Reichiv Rishus HaRabim. I mean, what's the... I don't understand what he asks. But he asks it's called L'Reichiv Rishus HaRabim. Echap Nishklo. Anyway, let's go further. Omotes, davke nokates, an omot that's davke test tvochem, kedoma b'yitzis ha-shabbos, the poches migimel, if it's less than three tvochem, ares michti, tidorsi lo rab, heros is it in rishus ha-rab, begimel la-tes, loy midris dorsi lo, mipnei goivom, like Sufi Mechatfelo Mibnesh and the Muchom. From Gimelates, it's Nishtein and Nishtaher. Nesh and the Muchalakat. Hilkach Lav Rishus Arabmi, Alakamalis. Test, Chozil, Echtufe, Vahavi Rishus Arab. Asoro, Rishus Ayochi. Vizorak Mitrilis Arba, Lesoiv Dalit, Vinoch Al Gabov Chayiv, Vahavalo Akira, Vanoch Mitrilis Dal, Lesoiv Dal, Rishus Arab. Aval ein rabbi mechat v'molov. Aval gav dizorik tala damas b'shus harabim, kim d'loi havi hanocha b'shus harabim pota. Yizich anira hanocha b'shus harabim. So memele, that's why you need it. Omet tishe v'rabbi mechat v'molov. That makes it for b'shus harabim, because it's amokim shimu shal rabim. So memele, that is the din of b'shus harabim. Let us see Taisus. Voi boi maisi lo derech olof. Perish akuntris. The yoche lalais be ilon ad la mailo meyasore. The litlo, the kole ilon meyasore la mailo rishis ayochit. Vivi yenu etzlo la mokim shvisosa. Yesh svurim, others want to say, shirotze loimer, shigam ha avir shihi la mailo miyut, afilu kenegan anetiye, others wanted to say that the avir that's lemaila miyud that's connected the branch is also rishus ayochid. V'lei ola zel das Rashi. Like have rishus ayochid ela kamulis. No, that's icha kamulis. That means if the chelik, the horizontal chelik that's lemata miyud, that's a kamulis. Then it's avir kamulis. If you're going to take. Before the Gemara says the Teretz of Rabbi Mechat v'Nolov, so it's a Karmelis, you're going to take from a Rishus HaYochid, and you're going to go over an Avir Karmelis. Pesach nicht gefährlich, because he held like Rebbe. So Rashi never held that that's a Rishus HaYochid either. It's not all one wrong Rishus HaYochid. It'll be a technique from Rishus HaYochid derech HaVekamlus to Rishus HaYochid. Uma shepirish vivienu lemokim shvisosa. That what Rashi says, he'll be able to bring it to his mokim shvisa. Ein loyma dahainu leikre shel ilon. Rashi never meant you'll bring it to the ikar of the ilon. That's an emissary Rishus Arabim. If you're going to take from the Rishus Ayochit to the Ikre Shililon, so you're taking from a Rishus Ayochit to Rishus Arab. Ba'aval gav the Daud Amois of Chashvin and Rishus Ayochit, I Daud Amis, we have my Rishus Ayochit, Hanidavki Lemehev, Huve Ruve, the Mokimechot, in Hilchas Eireb, and it's called a Rishus Ayochit. Aval ahat, Elohavi Shom, Rishus Ayochit, or in Lesser Mishus Arab, Shom, Lechoshiv Rishus Ayochit, the Lesla Bechitzes, Lechok Rishus, some Emele. So the whole Kasha was, will take the Erev, that is Chutz Midal Adar Moise, will bring a Teich Dal Adar Moise, be Lamaila Meyud, and it'll be Shalom Al Yisrael. Omishani, Ksherabim Mechatfen Olof, Al Netiyas Hanoif Hanemuche Meyud. This Noif that is less than 10 Tvochim, the Haver Rishus Arabim Kedoule. Since you have Rabim Mechatfen Olof, so it's Rishus Arabim Kedoule. V'kaim elom b'moishet, Meshus ha-yochid, Meshus ha-yochid, Rav, Rishus ha-ramah, V'lo ma'ilu mi-yasor ha-chayev. Tisnam ba-ha-zoyrei, Ko-yishtem b'diutachas, Ha-zoyrei k'poto ba-moishet chayev. Shekach, hoysa, avoydas halavim. V'nire, so now we have here, we have to know, this Toisvis, which is Favolf and the Nerev, and Daflamet Gimel Lamed Aleph, is a meredike yisaydis dike Toisvis, in many halachas. Venire. So Tosfos says as follows. Number one, the lav moishitu. This is not moishit. Rashi called this moishit, you're taking from one Rishus HaYochid to another Rishus HaYochid, the other Rishus HaRabim, it is not moishit. Why isn't it moishit? Tosfos doesn't explain why. But the Rishonim do explain why. There's a Tosfos in Shabbos, Taf Gimel Amud Aleph, that brings a Yerushalmi. In the Yerushalmi it says, that Moishit is an exclusive type of Meloche, that it is only Niskayim with two people. What's that two people? So Taisus and Shabbos Dav Gimel explains, when they were Moishit the Kroshim from Agola Aleph to Agola Beis, there was one Levi standing in Agola Aleph, and he handed it into the hands of another Levi that's standing in Agola Beis. So you need two people involved. If you'll just go and stick it into Agola Beis, so the Yerushalmi says you're not chayiv. So Memele, that's Pashtis, that's Tosfos Kasha. So Tosfos Kasha is V'nire Delav Moishitu. Period. It's not Moishitu. No, what is this Yov? Elo Mavir Esa Erev. He's chayiv Alts Mavir Dalet Amis Birshus Arab. Rocha ikhutz li dalad amis, v'chayev. Afilu zeke neged zeke de ise bahazoyrik, oma rabolozo hamoitzi masu ila maila meyasore chayev, shkei maso b'nei kohos, umokim akirose v'anochose hava rishus hayochet. Now, Taisvis has a gemore, which the Rashba says this is a debatable Gemara, but let us see how Taisus holds. Let's look in picture 10 on page 78. Taisus had a Gemara that a person is carrying something from in the Rishus HaRabim, he's carrying it from one Rishus HaYochid to another Rishus HaYochid, and he's holding it L'mailo Me'asoreh, and Taisus has a Gemara that Yechayev. Now, what is this Chiyuv? So this chiyuv, Taisvis learns, is mavir. So we have also a moiridike mechudishdike Taisvis. That you're chayiv by mavir, even though you did not make an akir in the Rishus HaRabim, you did not make a hanoch in the Rishus HaRabim, you made an akir in the Rishus HaYochid, in hanoch in Rishus HaYochid, you are mavir da'od ames b'shus HaRabim, Taisvis holds you chayiv alt mavir. Hamoitzi, so what's the Nachmad Roshan of Taisus? Near the Lab, Moshe Tola, Mavir Esa Eret. Rochek, chutz le dal damets, v'chayim, afilu zeke neged ze, afilu it's not doyme te moishit, the kadisa bazeirik, amar abloz, amaitzi maso le maila meyasore chayim, shekein maso b'nei kohos, they carried le maila meyasore, amokim akirose b'anachose avarishus hayochid. Agavuche, the rashba shchait av dos gefelach, the rashba says, there is no such thing. Ma viru daladamis b'shus harabim is, you make an akir in the rishus harabim, make anoche b'shus harabim. He says, the b'nei kohos, he says, you know when they went into the Mishkan, he says, lo yiru kevalas akoidish. He says, first Aaron Ubonov took apart the Mishkan, so it was ois Rishus HaYochid, then they went and picked it up. So they picked it up over Rishus HaRab. And when they put it down, he says, the Mishkan wasn't put up yet. They put it down also in Machna Leviya, which was also a Rishus HaRab. And then they put up the Mishkan. They never took, Taisa seems to say, that they took out the Oren, let's say they took out the Oren from the Mishkan, which was a Rishus HaYochid. They put it in when the Mishkan was set up already. So they carried Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaYochid, Derech Rishus HaRab, and Derech Hayit. The Rashba says there's no such thing. But Al Kaponim, this is a Moiridike Yisoidis to Ketoisvitz. That Yechayev, Lemaila, that the Yechayev, Altmavir. Nire de lav moishe tu, ala mavir es eiv rochik, chutz mi ledal damas, vachayva filo zeke nege, zeke nisa ba zoirik, oma rabbi iloza, amoitzi masi lamayla mesore chayiv, shekei masi b'nei kos, amokim kirosu b'nei chosi hava rishus hayoch. This gemara that Taisus brings down, the Rashba says means that he made an anochen rishus haram, not that he meant rishus hayoch, but rishus hayoch. The koshe, in Taisus Akati, I boi zorik lei admokim hashvise de zorik pot. According to Rashi, you have a problem. Let him go, let's in picture 9. Let him go and throw. That means if he'll be mavir, he's mavir. But that's close. The Gemara says, ha boi shit mashus ayochid, lashus ayochid, vidyuta achas yechai, vaha zorik is potter. But the Chamabal da Zeirik is Potter. Frag doch Teisves. So why he could do the same thing? If he has good aim, he'll be able to be Zeirik from where it is noch now to his Mokim Shvisel. It's on the Elon. So he's Zeirik Mershus Ayochid, Lershus Ayochid, Derech Rishus Arab. That's what she says in the Zeirik, Amoshe de Schaev, Zeirik is Potter. So the Mele, so it's also mit der Rabbona. Weitem haben doch wie Rabbi. So that is Teisvus Kasha and Rashi.